I'm not usually speechless, I got to tell you. I mean, obviously, right? Here we are. We're on episode 310 of this podcast, and I've recorded more than 400 episodes of the Potty Report as well, but I'm not often left speechless. And what I'm about to say sounds pretty ridiculous, but it's true. This episode today is 10 years in the making. And even though everything I'm going to tell you, all the behind the scenes, all that information didn't happen 10 years ago, but what I'm going to share with you today is a lot more of my backstory into why I do what I do today and how so much of that has been made possible by the journey that I've been on. So I was invited to go to a special event at Ramsey Solutions headquarters, which is Dave Ramsey's organization. And there's so many amazing things that I learned. So much incredible insight information. I was starstruck. I was mind blown. Like, I was speechless, like all the things. And I cannot wait to share them with you on today's episode. So let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay, so here's how everything went down. And I gotta tell you, I get a lot of random junk emails. So I'm used to people that will pitch the podcast, right? They're like, I want to be on your podcast. And usually it's just, y'all have heard me. If you've listened to this show, you've heard me rant and rave about the awful podcast guesting pitches that I get, at least on a weekly basis. And who knows how many more get caught up in spam, which rightfully that's where they deserve to be, right? But I got an email about someone that wanted to talk to me from Dave Ramsey's organization. And I was like, this is spam. Like 100%, this is spam. Like, I was getting ready to delete it and like block this email address forever when I was like, hang on, well, let me check to see if this is legit. So I go and, you know, I look up the person that emailed me. I look them up on LinkedIn and I was like, oh, wait, no, this is an actual real person. And they had like the signature on their email that it looked like it was from Ramsey Solutions. So I was like, well, maybe this is for real. And so I get on a call with this person and they were like, you know, we'd like to invite you to this influencer event that's happening at our headquarters in November. And now this happened in October of like just a few weeks ago. Like I'm talking about right before I went to go to Arizona for She Podcast. I get this email and I get this invite and I'm like, oh my gosh, like what's actually happening? And so we were told a few details kind of beforehand. We were given information about, you know, the different people that were coming and a little bit of the insight into what the purpose of this event was. And I just remember thinking, why me? Like, why am I getting invited to this? And so the reason why I bring that up is because there's been a lot of doubts on my journey. There have been, and I'm sure if you're an entrepreneur or you're trying to create a business or you're trying to start your podcast, you could probably relate to a lot of this story. But I've had moments of wondering, like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Do I need to go in a different direction? Or is there something else out there that I should be paying attention to? And this email, when I received it, this invitation to come to this event, happened at one of those times when I was wondering, you know, what should I focus on for 2022, right? Because I typically do my year planning in October, November. And I remember thinking like, whoa, this is really strange that it's coming at this time of the year, because it's typically whenever I start looking into like what's the next 12 months going to look like. And so I get this invitation, and it's called the Ramsey Influencer Event. It's not something that you can pay to attend. It was an invite-only experience, and it was just the same thought I had over and over again. Really? Like me? Me, like the imposter syndrome was real, and it hit me hard. Like, who am I to be invited to this? And who am I to, you know, go to this event and accept and do all the other things? But I thought, you know what? This is an incredibly amazing opportunity. You have to go. I remember telling him, it's like, you have to go. My husband told me, you have to go. And so this is the super secret event. So if you listen to my podcast, The Potty Report, my daily show, I told you that I was going to a super secret conference because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to take pictures while we were there or if we could share that we were there. I really didn't know. And I'm the type of person where I don't want to like share something and then someone like get a slap on the wrist and people be like, nope, you weren't supposed to talk about that or share that you were here. So I just kind of waited. I didn't say anything until we actually got there to Nashville. And I was able to share things on social media. So if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you probably saw my post where I got to meet Dave Ramsey. I got to meet Rachel Cruz. I got to meet Christy Wright, Ken Coleman, George Camel, like Courtney Dyksterhouse. I got to meet so many incredible people that work at Ramsey Solutions. And the reason why this is really special to me is if you haven't listened to, I did an episode where I talk about the things that I learned about podcasting from Dave Ramsey, and it comes from him having an on-air show, right, radio or otherwise, for 30 years. Like, just let this sink in, and I promise, I'm going to tell you more information about, like, what I learned at the event and all the behind the scenes. Like, don't worry, that's coming. But this man, Dave Ramsey, who, you know, people can say, oh, you know, I have this opinion or that opinion about him, like, all of that aside, he has gone live. He has been on air and still is to this day, 5 days a week for 3 hours. 3 hours, 5 days a week. And he's probably gotten the same question 1,000+ times. He's probably told the same story over and over and over again. But the thing is that he preaches what I aspire to be, and that is consistency. The consistent action of showing up over and over and over again is the way that you build a platform. It's the way that you build a household name. It's the way that you can contribute and help other people by showing up consistently. So I just wanted to say that. Like, I was just so in awe to have followed someone for over a decade. Over a decade. I started listening to him in 2011. So to be standing inside the Ramsey headquarters, which they've paid for with cash, by the way. If you haven't seen it, go look at, check out my pictures. Like, they, holy crap, like, it's gorgeous. It's such a beautiful campus that they've created. But to just see them talking the talk and walking the walk and just doing all the things. It was so much fun. So let's talk about the event, because I know that's what you really want to know. You're like, Crystal, give us the full scoop. Give us all the things. So it was on a Wednesday through a Friday. So on Wednesday, whenever we got there, we were able to go to the Ramsey headquarters, and we were able to see people do a debt-free scream live. So if you don't follow Dave Ramsey and you're not really familiar with who he is or what he does, he teaches financial literacy. And one of the things that he does is there's this debt-free scream, and it's like, it makes me cry every time. It just like, it hits me in my soul in like a really weird place. And I think it's because I've listened to his show so many times. I've listened to so many that I have like a visceral reaction whenever I hear people do their debt-free scream. But what he'll do is he'll have people, and you can go look up his channel on YouTube, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but people go to his headquarters and they say, hey, you know, we had this much debt. This is how we paid it off. This is how long it took us. And then people, like they do a countdown. They say 3, 2, 1, we're debt free. Oh, just saying that, like it just gives me chills because it's like a really emotional thing because you can tell these people have worked their butts off to get out of whatever kind of debt they were in, whether it was credit cards, student loans, like any of those. So to see it happen in real time, and it was actually a couple that was there for the influencer event, like it was just, it was so freaking awesome. But we walked into their headquarters and it was Dave Ramsey and Ken Coleman were right there. Like they were live. I actually took a snapshot on their YouTube channel because you could see me like in the background. You could see like I'm like in the background while they're doing their live show. And it was just so, such a surreal experience. But we were able to take a tour. So we like split up into groups and they took us on a tour of the Ramsey Solutions headquarters. So I got to see like in real time where they record their podcast, what their production looked like behind the scenes, and even get to chat with the people that handle the podcast productions, the live streams, like setting everything up, and to get to see how much intentionality was really put into this building as they built it out, because they've been doing what they've been doing for decades. But to be able to really create the aesthetics of what they wanted to have with also having the functionality of what they knew they needed to do. So here's a great example. I live in my house, right? I have this beautiful home office. Y'all, this home office was not built to be an acoustically sound environment. It just wasn't. I have wood tiles. I have it's not wood floors, but I have tiles that look like wood floors. That's why I was thinking of wood floors. But I have a tile. It's tile in my office. And I have glass French doors. And I have windows in here because I love natural light. I love it, love it, love it. It makes my heart so happy whenever there's a bunch of natural light coming in my house. But windows are not great for sound because the sound bounces off of them, and tile floors are not the best thing. And so I can imagine they've had several iterations over the years of what they really wanted in a podcast recording studio or how they wanted everything to be set up. So just to see all that and see how they have their boom arm set up, and there's like a whole production area where, you know, people walk in. It's a studio. Like it's a legit studio. You walk in, you shut the door, and there's like a production crew behind a glass wall, and then you're recording your podcast or you're recording a YouTube video. It was just so much fun to see everything behind the scenes. And then we were able to go on set for where Christy Wright records her show. So Christy Wright is the creator of Business Boutique, which is a brand that's underneath Ramsey Organizations or Ramsey Solutions. And I have been following Christy Wright for several years. I even attended the Business Boutique with my mom back in 2018. And she's just someone that I've admired from afar for a really long time. So to be on her set, like I felt like it's kind of like, this is so dorky, but I'm going to say it anyways. It's like, you know, if you were a big fan of like Oprah and you got to go and tour her studio and like see what's going on. Obviously, you know, Christy isn't the same level as Oprah, but it's kind of the same thing. Like having that fangirl experience, like, oh my gosh, like this is really where they record everything. This is where the magic happens, to see the different lights that are rigged up and the pulley systems and the different curtains that they have. And it's like getting to ask questions about, well, how does the production work behind the scenes? I mean, I just felt like a kid at Disney World. I was probably embarrassing myself. I was the one in our group. We had like little groups that were on our tours, and I just always had questions. I had questions for everybody. Like, well, how does this work? What would you do in this scenario? And what would you do with this? And oh, I was such a dork. I'm sure I just totally embarrassed myself. But you know what? I have promised myself. And if you've listened to episodes where I talk about meeting like famous people or getting around authors I truly admire, I will always ask questions. Always, always, always. Even if I'm nervous, if my hands are shaking, I will always ask questions when I'm around people who are way smarter than me. So I asked all the questions. Okay, so we did the podcast production. We were on set, which was really cool. Nothing was happening. This was kind of like after hours for the production side of things, but to get to see that was super fun. And then we actually got to tour the rest of the facilities and see some of the other places where people are working. There were a few people still there because we got there, I guess, mid-afternoon. And so there were a few people that were like kind of shutting down. And then we had a special keynote presentation from Dave, which was really fun to hear parts of his story. Even after listening to him for 10 years, there were still new things I'd never heard. So that was really cool. And of course, y'all, I feel like my dorkiness is really coming out today, like the fangirl side, because I was front row Joe, which I've always promised myself, if you're going to go to a conference, you're going to be in the front row if you can, right? There's some places where you got to have a VIP, whatever. I'm like, if you don't have to do anything to get to the front row, I'm going to sit in the front row. So I sat in the front row of Dave's keynote and I was in the front row for the entire conference. But I soaked it all up. Like everything about his story, about he was sharing how he printed his first book and he was selling it in the trunk of his car. And then he went to the video store down the road and he asked the guy that he knew there. I was like, hey, you know, can I put these books in your case? And of course the guy's like, no, like, what are you talking about? And he's like, come on, like we'll stop renting movies from you if you don't let us do it. And he's like, okay, fine. And then he starts selling out slowly but surely. And now, I mean, he has millions of downloads, millions of books sold across all the books that he has published within his company. And it's so inspiring because, as you know, you've heard me tease here before, like I'm working on writing another book and I aspire to be a number one New York Times bestselling author. Like that is part of my dreams. I would love for that to happen. I don't know if I've ever actually said that part out loud, but I would love to be a New York Times bestselling author. And so to just hear the humble beginnings that he's walked through, it was really, really cool. And then, of course, we got to meet him and shake his hand. And then we had a happy hour afterwards. And getting to really have some one-on-one time with people that work at Ramsey Solutions was really cool because you see people on YouTube, you see people on Instagram, you see people, you know, in just different aspects, and you're asking, are they really that nice in person? Are they really that down to earth? Can they really be as you see them online? And I have to tell you, a lot of people really disappoint me in person. You have this like conception of how someone is going to be, and oftentimes it's a misconception. It's not the right idea. But that was not the case here. I met all of the personalities, which is they're the people who are basically the forward-facing brands under Ramsey Solutions. So I got to meet Ken Coleman, George Camel, Christy Wright, Rachel Cruz, like all of these people who are brands underneath the Ramsey umbrella. And to just have this instant connection with them, to talk to them like they were real people, and they spoke to me like I was a real person, and it was just such an experience. So that was so much fun, and that was just day one. That was just day one, and it was really fun because I got to sit at Dave's like table where he records his show and take a few pictures, and that was just it was just like I said, a kid in a candy store, kid at Disney World. It was awesome. So that was day one. Now let's talk about day two, because what happened, and I actually have like all of my notes and my notebooks in front of me. We were given kind of an itinerary of what to expect while we were there. We were told, and it was 100% true, that the reason why they do this influencer event, and I think they said that it was their third annual, I don't remember, because I think that there were some people there that had attended the event before, I think that they said in April, and it was kind of delivered in the same style, same format, but each time the events team, they tweak it a little bit. It was just so cool to get to see all the behind the scenes. But what they're doing is they're giving back. They're giving back to the people that are reaching other people. They are serving in a way that feels right to them, and the way that they're pouring into influencers, it just blew my mind. We talked about because we had sessions from like executives at Ramsey Solutions. We heard from the senior creative director. We heard from some of the different personalities. Y'all, I heard from the podcast and YouTube and the people that deal with the distribution. You know I geeked out on all that stuff. It's just like, I have all the podcast and YouTube questions because I knew that y'all would have them. So just to be able to pick these people's brains, I got to hear from their social media manager who handles, I mean, they have millions of followers across all their platforms, and to get to hear their strategy firsthand, it was just so, so amazing. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but I wanted to tell you a little bit into like some insight into what the expectations were. It's really just all about giving back and serving people that are serving others. That's really what I took from it. But okay, so let's go to Thursday. So this was technically day two. And the first thing that we did was how to build a transcendent brand in a workshop. So Tim is the senior creative director over at Ramsey Solutions, and he taught so much about branding that I can't even get to all of it. Like, it's going to have to be several podcast episodes and YouTube videos because it was so good, so deep. And y'all know, like, my background is in marketing. I know a lot about marketing and branding, but the stuff that he shared blew my mind because it was really all about keeping things simple. And I think so much of the time we overcomplicate things because we think, well, this is what you do. In order to get better, in order to take it to the next level, you got to get more complicated. You got to get more blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, it's really about simplifying because that's actually harder. Like, we had to break down our brand to three words, y'all. I was like, this is gonna be, because I could talk all day. I could tell you all the things that you need to know about my brand and what I do and this, but three words, ooh, that was tough. But it was what I needed to hear. So having this branding session, plus we were workshopping it in real time. Like, we had someone come up on stage and he basically workshopped with her everything that he just taught us to really have everything sink in. And it was just so incredible. So I'm going to have future content around the different things that I learned with branding in that session because it was just fire. It was so good. Then after that, we heard from the Ramsey personalities, which these are all the people, like I said, that you see that have a forward-facing brand at Ramsey Solutions. And they basically just got up on stage and they were pitching and catching questions that a lot of people had submitted beforehand. And it was just so cool to hear their answers, their responses, their realness, and to see that on stage, in person, live, was just awesome because it helped establish more in my mind that these are real people and not just a talking head or not just someone on the other side of a microphone or a YouTube video. These are real people. And it was just really fun. Plus, I was just fangirling the whole time, let's be honest. Front row, I'm sitting there. This was like over lunch. It was like a lunch and learn type thing. And it was really cool. Okay, then we went through a session called How to Give a Talk the Ramsey Way, where Christy, who I've already talked about her, Christy Wright, she is someone that I've watched firsthand, right? Like, I got to see her at a conference. I have listened to her podcast. I've read her books. I've watched her YouTube videos. I've listened to her on other people's podcasts. I've consumed a lot of her content over the last few years. So to hear how she does her talks on stage or on a podcast, wherever that content's being distributed, was really cool. And it was really, really helpful. So that's going to be another thing that I'm going to be kind of sharing with you over the next few weeks, because the information that she had wasn't necessarily mind-blowing or new information, but it was solidified because of the way that she taught it, if that makes sense, right? Like, there's nothing new under the sun. We all know this. But do you ever have that moment where someone teaches you something that you've heard before, but you're like, oh, now I get it? Or, oh my gosh, I've been doing it wrong. Or I could be doing this so much better, but I've been making it way more complicated than it needs to be. I feel like this is a trend for me. It's like I overcomplicate things and I really just need to keep it simple. I need to. And so that was really helpful. And then after Christy talked, so this is something I haven't talked about yet. So when we were invited to this influencer event, we were told everyone's going to get up and do a 5-minute talk. And I just remember having all the questions, like, what do you mean 5 minutes? Where are we going to talk? How is this? What do you mean? What do I have to do? What's the point? Is this going to be recorded? Am I going to be standing? Am I going to be sitting? Am I going to have a microphone? Am I not? Like, what? Like, all the questions, right? And I just remember thinking, okay, you've prepared for this, Crystal. You can do this, because it was 5 minutes or less. Y'all, I've been recording a podcast that is the Potty Report, my daily podcast, which is 5 minutes or less, for more than a year and a half. Okay? I have practiced for 400 episodes on talking for 5 minutes or less, with having an introduction, having a point in the middle, and then closing it out. So I've been pretty prepared for this. But to actually do it was a different story. So Christy gave this talk on how to do amazing talks, and our presentations were immediately after that. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, I need to change everything. I need to scrap everything that I'm doing, because she just gave so many insights that had me thinking, I just need to change everything about my talk. But I didn't do that. I went into our breakout sessions, and we had about 8 people in our group, and we each stood up and did our 5-minute presentation. And we had 2 members of the Ramsey team in the room with us, and they gave us immediate feedback. And it was so nerve-wracking, so much fun, and such a collaborative experience that I am just forever, forever grateful. Whoop, whoop, group 5. Yeah, we were awesome. It's stupid. Don't listen to me. I know. I had so much fun in our group, because it felt so genuine. Everyone, there was no competitive, like, oh, I'm gonna be the best, I'm gonna be this. Like, there was no showboating. Everybody was there sincerely cheering each other on, and it just felt like the coolest environment to be in. So I am grateful for the experience I had in our group. And 3 of us actually made it to the speak off the next day. So here's what happened. We did our 5-minute presentations, and then afterwards we had this short break, and they told us, hey, everybody go vote. And we're like, okay, like, what does this mean? And so we get this link through a text message, and we go, and it says, okay, here's your group. Now go vote for the top 2 performances in your group. And of course, you can't vote for yourself. So I didn't vote for myself. I voted for 2 people that I thought did an incredible job. And 3 of us from our group actually made it to the top 10. And they announced it that day. They were like, okay, like, here's the top 10. And that was like a whole other experience that was just so unreal. It was surreal. There were 64 of us total that attended the influencer event. And I made it to the top 10, which was another kind of pinch me moment. And is this real? I'm like looking around like, really? Me? Okay. Like, let's do this. And because I made it to the top 10, they set aside some time for us to get some coaching on our talks. And so I got to have a one-on-one coaching session with Rachel Cruz, which was really cool. That's Dave Ramsey's daughter, and she's someone that I've really looked up to for a long time as well. So to get to sit down and have like a one-on-one session where she gave me feedback, she was like, okay, if you could get a little bit more detailed here, because they recorded our talks on an iPad, and so we were watching it back, and just hearing that feedback was very helpful from a speaking perspective, but also to see kind of what the Ramsey team looks at whenever they're developing and presenting their own talks. So Jade, who was also my partner, like, we both got to team up with Rachel to have some coaching sessions. She actually went on to win the grand prize the next day, which was so freaking incredible to see her shine, like to see she took like all her feedback that she got from Rachel and she just crushed it on stage. She did such an amazing job. So shout out to Jade. Like, you did such an amazing job. Like, I'm still blown away of how impactful what you did on stage was for everyone in the room. It was so, so cool. Let me see. What else did we do? So that was, y'all, this was just day two. This was day two. There was one more day. So I'm going to get through this fast. So we did kind of like another cocktail hour, hanging out, dinner. And that was a lot of fun. So the third day, I woke up that morning and I knew that we were going to have to do a speak off. So the top 10 contestants, if you want to call it, it felt like I was on American Idol at this point, which was just still really weird and surreal, but it felt like American Idol. And that morning, I remember going down to the gym at the hotel and I was like, okay, am I going to do like take all of Rachel's feedback and everything she gave me and do the same talk, or am I going to do something different? Because I don't know how everybody feels about their spirituality and if you believe in God, you don't believe in God. But that morning, I had a moment where I felt like I was being tapped on the shoulder and being told, you're playing it safe. The talk that you did yesterday, yeah, you prepared for it. You did a great job. You made it through, but you're still playing it safe. It's not the message that you need to share. And so I did a totally different talk on that second go round. And it felt like I was telling my husband, Seth, I was like, this feels kind of risky. You know how that person, an American Idol gets up and they're like, I'm going to do an original song. And everyone kind of winces like, oh, that could be a terrible idea. Or it could be the best thing since sliced bread. But I don't know. It sounds pretty risky. That's really what it felt like. But I made that decision first thing in the morning. So all day, and I knew that our talks weren't going to be until the afternoon. And so I was nervous. Y'all, I was real nervous about the whole thing. But I was like, nope, it's what I have to do. It's what I have to do. So I'm just going to go forward and I'm going to do it. But in the morning, we had a few more sessions. We had one about publicity and media hits from Rachel Cruz and Courtney Dyksterhouse. So Rachel has done so much TV, and she shared about getting media hits on TV and like how to send pitches and how to make connections with producers. And Courtney is someone who has actually been a news anchor. She's been on the production side of things. And so it was really interesting to hear both sides, like both perspectives of someone who is trying to get on TV and someone who is looking for good people to feature on TV. So we got to hear both sides. And that's really something that I've wanted to do more of. It's like, oh man, I'd love to be on TV. That's just, it's a lot of fun. I've done it a few times, not a lot. And so I just took everything in during that session. And I'm going to share more about that in future podcasts and other things because we don't have time. I'm like, oh, I still have so many other things to tell you. We don't have time for today's episode, but I will get to it. I promise. The other thing that we did during that second day, I guess technically this was the third day. This was our second full day, but we heard from the head of social media at Ramsey, who is Jenny Dreesen. And she blew my mind on the social media strategy again that I have been overcomplicating. I've been making things far more complicated than they need to be when it comes to social. And she really just kind of put that all into perspective and helped me see where I can make my life easier and how I can be more impactful, specifically on Instagram, which is where I feel like I've kind of established as like the platform that I'm most consistent on, I show up the most on, and it's just the most fun for me. I really do. I enjoy Instagram of all the platforms. That's all the social platforms. That's definitely my favorite. And so I walked away from that with just knowing, okay, this is going to be my strategy going into the new year, and I can start implementing it ASAP. So I'm going to be sharing some more about that soon because it was really helpful. And I think that keeping it simple. That's what it all comes down to. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just overcomplicate so many things. So it was just the message I needed to hear. And then I'm going down my little itinerary. We had a lunch and learn session with the podcast, YouTube, and distribution panel, and it was so awesome. So the head of the distribution, his name was Blake. He's been with Dave for 30 years. He has been working with him since he first started his radio show back in the day, like before it was syndicated on Sirius XM, before it was YouTube, before it was any of that. Like, he's been with Dave through every step of the process. So getting to hear from him and his production team was so helpful. I heard so many awesome stories about their YouTube channel and how they've definitely pivoted and learned which works best, which I said, I'm going to link to all of their YouTube channels from Ramsey in the show notes. So crystalprofit.com/episode310, because I want you to go check out what they're doing on YouTube. It was so helpful. I asked about video podcasting because I know that this is a question I get from a lot of y'all. It's like, hey, you know, what should I do with a video podcast? And I'm going to sum up real fast what they said, because I said, you know, there's a lot of people that want to live stream their podcast, which that could be 45 plus minutes. But then you have these shorter videos that are 3 to 7 minute clips or 7 to 15 minute clips, whatever. Which one is going to perform better? And do you need separate channels? And basically, in a nutshell, they told me, well, if you're going to just do like videos that are 7 to 12 minutes, awesome. But if you're going to have another one or another type of content, which would be the live stream, maybe that needs to live on another channel, because that is what YouTube will categorize your content as. And it just made me question a lot of things. I'm like, oh, does that mean I need to start a separate YouTube channel? It's something I'm considering just for my live streams. So instead of having all of my live streams and my shorter clip videos live on the same channel, I would have a separate one for all of the live streams that I do. It's something I'm considering. I'm not saying that I'm doing it today or tomorrow, but it is definitely something I'm looking into going into 2022, because it could definitely help with my growth strategy on YouTube. So I knew I had to tell you that one. I wasn't going to go into all the things that I learned there, but that was something I knew that you would definitely want to know ASAP. So let's go into, okay, so then we did the speak-offs. Okay, y'all. Obviously, I told you I did not win. Okay, if that was not apparent, I told you because I was paired with Jade, who won the grand prize for the speak-off event. But I didn't get first, second, or third. I didn't even place, but I got on the top 10 stage and I got to speak in front of so many incredible people. And I was reminded why I love to do what I do. Because what I did is I got on stage and I shared more about my why of why I do podcasting. And I shared a lot about how in the beginning I was really hyper-focused on goals and getting people results, which obviously means downloads and sponsorships and all those things. Like, I was really hyper-focused on that. Until I met one of my students, Lori. So shout out Lori. I'm going to link to the episode I did about the ripple effect of podcasting, because this is the message. Like I said earlier, it was like God was tapping me on the shoulder and saying, hey, I really want you to share this message with the audience today. You played it safe yesterday. I want you to share Lori's message. And so what, in a nutshell, and I definitely don't want to minimize Lori's story, but you need to go listen to that episode about the ripple effect of podcasting. Because that's really what I shared, but it was the 5-minute version of how I was never meant to start helping people with their podcast so that they could get downloads and so that they could make millions of dollars or, you know, get brand deals or do this or do that. I was meant to help people share a message so that they could help other people. And that became very clear to me several years ago when I started doing this and I met Lori and I started meeting other people just like her who are helping other people with their podcast. Because it's not about me at the end of the day. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about, like, it is about our having the access and the ability to help other people through a podcast. And so I was just reminded, and I'm like, don't get emotional, don't cry about it. I'm like, I'm trying not to. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable. This is what happens. If you know me personally, if we've been around each other in proximity, this is what happens. I laugh when I get uncomfortable. But yeah, it's just the message of I want to help people who have a message on their heart to help other people. And by putting that out there, I just felt so relieved of, I didn't even have to prepare for that talk. Y'all, I literally sat in my hotel room and I said this talk twice. I practiced it twice and I said it in my head like two more times. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it because this is my why. This is my why. And I was really reminded of that. And I hope that you see that more going forward with my brand and all that I'm doing, because it's truly what it is. It's not about the downloads. It's not about the money. It's not about the sponsorships. It's not about any of it. It's about me equipping people who are not as confident as they need to be, or who are hung up on the technology, or they have whatever other mindset things that they need to overcome. My job is to help you do that, because you have a very important message to share with other people. And I want to see more people doing that. Okay. Yeah. So that was, that was my speak off talk. That was actually not like my whole talk. It was a lot more polished and prepared the day of, but it was so fun. Oh my gosh, y'all, I love speaking on stage. It's just a thrill of a lifetime for me to get to say that I got to the top 10 of the influencer event. I got to speak on stage and I got to share the stage with so many freaking talented people. So many people that blew my mind, made me laugh, made me cry. Like, it was such an amazing experience. And the closing keynote was Dr. John Deloney, who I hadn't really followed for a long time, but he is very good at keeping things real. And that's what his message was about. It was like, man, even if you win, even if you get to the highest point, the pinnacle of your career, whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change who you are as a person, who you are as a mother, a wife, a parent, like a person at your core. It doesn't change you. If it does, then that might mean you got some issues, right? And I think that it was just the perfect kind of like flashback to reality that we all needed as we were leaving, because it was just such an incredible experience. But just to be reminded, like, hey, we're all just humans at the end of the day. And we will win some, we'll lose some, we'll fall flat on our face, and we'll have experiences like that, which it was so incredible. And I'm so deeply grateful for the people that I met there. I got to meet some of the Ramsey people behind the scenes that you will probably never hear of, but they are the ones making things happen. There's speech writers, there's content creators, there's production people, there's video producers. Like, I mean, I got to meet so many people on their team that are so talented and so genuine in all the work that they're doing. So I just wanted to share all of that with y'all. Like I said, I'm going to have so many more things to share with you, because I didn't even get to go into the real meaty stuff that I learned when I was there, but I just couldn't wait. I had to move some things around in my content calendar to make this episode happen. So anything that you want to know about today's episode, please reach out and ask. Reach out on Instagram, send me a DM.
go check out the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode 310. And I'll have a brief overview of everything we covered here today. But that's all I have for you. So if this is your first time tuning in, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening to this podcast. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. As always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.